Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I am Chip.
And I'm Chris.
And this is Swim Run Gear Talk with Swim Run Labs.
Yes, we're making it official that Annie and Brooke, we're not going to say, oh, with us today, we're really lucky to have. They're just going to be on the show. So Gear Talk, the Low Tide Boys, and Swim Run Labs. Annie and Brooke, how are you doing?
Oh, stoked to be a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks again. And this week, we're diving into another wetsuit. So we're kind of doing the opposite of what the last show where we reviewed the Orca wetsuits, their entire line of wetsuits. This one, we're diving into one very particular one from ARC Sports, the Orno 2, which means Generation 2. This is their, it was previously their high
top
end,
of the line,
top shelf suit. It is still the fastest Otolo swim run suit. It will run you $480 US.
Free shipping currently.
Free shipping currently, ARC has on their site. This has the premium Yamamoto limestone neoprene. It's low weight. It has the Running Plus kind of lower half, which we'll definitely talk about later. It has the kind of ARC patented master buoyancy belt, which is a 4 millimeter thick kind of belt that goes across the core area, ultra flex inner lining, and it weighs, for the men's size medium, it weighs a 580 grams. Let me get the women's medium size, 580 grams. Okay.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Annie and myself, Chip, both have this suit.
Right.
So we're going to turn the controls.
It's payback.
We're going to turn the steering wheel over to Brooke and Chris, and they're going to help you all learn all about the ARC Orno 2.
Yeah, so I would say my only experience with the ARC Sports Orno 2 is I just tried it on before we recorded. So first time I ever put it on, so fits really nice. Shoulders are really thin. But let's talk sort of, let's just really dive into what everyone wants to know about swimming and running, right? So why don't we start with swim. And what were your thoughts on the suit, Annie?
Oh, man. Totally great. There was no water flow at all through this suit. I've raced in it, and I have been training in it for the last 5 months. And never once is there water flushing through my suit, which is sweet. It's a testament to the fit. I got the size that I was kind of led to by looking at the size chart. And I think on the spectrum of warmth, this is a suit that is on the less insulated side of kind of different suits we've talked about. But I was expecting to feel a little chilly because I often train in pretty cold water. And it comes with separate arm sleeves that you can choose to use or not. And when I'm using the arm sleeves, I was shocked at how warm I was able to stay swimming in like high 40s water. I mean, I wouldn't say I was toasty, but I wasn't hypothermic. And when you take the sleeves off, you're not hot.
Yeah. And the swim run we just did on Sunday, the water was what, like 52 degrees? And that was,
oh, damn. Oh,
an eight hour day.
Yeah.
And were you ever cold on that?
Nope.
Wow. And you wore this at Otolo Catalina, correct?
Yep.
And that's the one that you raced in? Same
yes.
as me. I made the...
did you race in it without trying it in training?
Yes.
So did I.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I had that
good.
Much faith.
Well, that's good. So it's funny because Chipper had faith and I was like, this is like our relationship. It's all passive aggressive. I'm like, are you sure, dude? Like, are you sure? Are you sure that's what you want to do? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, man, as long as you're sure.
I did another one just
yeah.
in case.
So, but literally after trying it on, I was like, oh yeah, I probably would have made the same decision.
You feel like a world-class swim runner when you put this thing on. It's like there's no way it could go wrong.
It can't go sideways. I totally agree with all of Annie's points. Obviously the removable arm sleeves are a really nice touch. And in terms of swimming, that was something that I actually just noticed in our last little swimmer practice. We did a little two-hour thing in an aquatic park, and I don't cab all the way down. I just kind of open it up if we're doing a less than like a 4 or 5 mile run, and zipping it up and down, I was waiting because all my other wetsuits work this way, that, you know, when you get in the water, dive in, do a dolphin dive and start swimming, like Andy said, the water's just going to start going down the back of your neck or up on your chest or whatever, and that just didn't happen. Extreme flexibility throughout the shoulders. I don't feel I've ever felt constrained. Andy, what would you say? This is probably like really thin.
1.5 or something.
I mean, when you touch the sleeves, you're like, it feels like you're appraising some fine silk. They're really, really thin.
I love that. I really appreciate the cuff on the shoulder. It helps everything kind of stay in place, and I think that sort of helps with the fit a little bit. But from a swimming standpoint, and also the bottom part of it, when paired with a, you know, Big Daddy.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's hold on the conversation about the bottom
Who's
half.
Who's steering this ship?
I think we have a lot of questions about that. So I'm gonna. I'm also gonna give a hot take. I'm just gonna give a hot take right now because I don't want to forget to say it later. Okay. This is a good looking suit. Like if you're trying to I mean, in the looks department.
Yeah, that's why I'm worried about my panty lines in this.
I mean, it's good. There's other suits that aren't winning any beauty contests. This one definitely is. So I just want to say that because I don't want to forget later.
I do like that.
It's the most differentiating feature of this suit to other suits that we've tested, like the Orca Core and the Orca RS1, the Blue 70 Swim Run Alliance wetsuit, is that the bottom half of this suit is not the same material as the top half.
Yes.
We've mentioned it in the Orca show, but the bottom half really from like below belly button right below down, it's a different material.
That's what they're calling the Running Plus.
The Running Plus.
I have a question about the Running Plus. Do you guys know a lot about it? Because there's Running Plus and there's Running Plus Plus.
Oh. Ooh.
Plus Plus is probably thinner, I would say.
Is Plus Plus on the their newest suit?
It's on the Uto.
Yeah, so maybe it's just their next generation of it.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to talk about it during running because that's the whole point. But in swimming, did you notice anything below the waist? Cold, your jellies, anything like that? Or just
there was...
non-factor?
The suit was a non-issue swimming. It literally felt like a second skin. And literally there's nothing to think about with it. Everything works. I mean, the only thing is that from a swim perspective, there's just no, you just have to be prepared for not a lot of hip buoyancy.
Right.
That doesn't matter when you have their Mundo swim buoy.
Right. If you have a Euro style giant pool buoy, you don't need anything in your hips.
Right.
But Chip, the boys weren't cold.
It's always going to be cold when you're in water, in my opinion. But
not noticeably.
Not excessively.
No, it wasn't anything that was on my mind. Even on a Sunday.
I bet, actually, this suit, I wonder if you could go suit, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of seams in the bottom.
It seems like it's underwear, basically, that you're wearing.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, it fit very well. Now, before we go to the run, which is this suit really excels,
Anything else to...
Is there anything else we want to talk about in terms of swimming?
I think the only thing I'll say, and this kind of falls under a general durability, is that after 5 months of training in this suit, the Velcro flap that kind of attaches the neck is starting to lose its stickiness. And so that actually on a couple swims has
that can get annoying.
Come undone, which that's, you know, that lets water in. So
it's
not every swim, and that's more of a, has happened with age, but all things considered, it's not super old. So that's, I would say, the one.
And then
you noticed any tearing or any in the seams
or the
opening
neck.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of that actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk about, you have your armpit holes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I've had this, I was doing some math earlier, and I've had this suit for 20 weeks, and I've probably done like 17 or 18 training swim runs in it. And I've gotten 9 holes. I've had to use AquaSeal 9 times.
Wow.
Ouch.
And I appreciate the delicacy of this fine thing. I've not been rough with it. I've been a little like neurotically delicate with it. So I would say it is a little fragile.
Mm-hmm. Were there any particular spots where this was clustered in, or was it just kind of like?
Yeah, maybe? I have like a hole in the anterior shoulder, just a, you know, like a 1-inch tear, both anterior shoulders, and then the hip seam that is like the interface between the top half of the suit and the run free bottom. I got a little hole kind of along the seam tape there. And then there's two seams that are sort of like a, they're at the back of the neck. They're where the sleeves attach to the neck, and those have started to kind of pull away as well.
It's definitely not a size issue. It's like perfect sizing for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I noticed on Chipper's suit, there was just a little bit in the armpit that was starting.
And so, I mean, man, you've used it almost 20 times, it sounds like. And I think we have the same timeline because I've had it and I've used it on the same race that you did. Yeah. And we've been, quote unquote, training with at the same time. I haven't done 17 swim runs.
Yeah. I think probably done like seven.
I've probably worn this thing, well, maybe 10 times. I brought it to Lake Tahoe, swam in it a couple times there. So, you know, maybe 10 to 12. But yeah, I, you know, kind of coming from the triathlon world where all those wetsuits that are $800, $1,200, even some higher than that, you know, they get, like ship them to you with gloves on to be really careful when you put them on. And I don't really cab down a lot. Annie, is that something that, that you're doing a lot of?
I wasn't until it started getting a little warmer. And that's when I started getting the sort of armpit anterior shoulder.
I have an observation. I haven't used this suit before, but it seems like the safety score on running or on swimming wouldn't be that high because although it looks very sexy, it's got pretty low vis in the water. And I don't see a race whistle attached. Is there a race whistle?
No, there's no integrated whistle. And if you purchase from ARC in person, you can have the option of purchasing a separate one for $10.
Oh,
so it doesn't come with one.
So Chippers has one. Should we do a whistle test now since we're talking about
it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Chip, I had it the wrong way.
Chipper's
if
gone.
Only your whistle was as loud as your voice, Chip.
is that the best
like
you got?
Dog tone.
I mean, I didn't want to blow it out.
I mean, blow it out.
I literally just adopted a dog yesterday and he perked his ears.
That's pretty loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got him there.
It's pretty loud.
I mean, it's decently loud.
Got him.
I will definitely agree, Annie. This is, you know, I don't see this thing and I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to keep me really warm. You know, it's a race. I would say it's a race suit.
Having not used it, I have some general observations on how this suit should be used that I'll save. But let's talk about running.
I guess I'll kick it off with the running. So this is the Running Plus feature, I guess, that ARC Sports has. And I mean, hands down, without a question, the best swim run wetsuit run experience that I've had.
Mm. Plus is an understatement. I would say it's like compared to everything else I've worn, it's plus.
It is surprising how much of a game changer this style of suit is. And now you see what the, what was that great word you had?
Industry standard
has shifted to this kind of running forward wetsuit. Yeah, I mean, the only thing negative, I guess I will say about it maybe is that there's no, like, pockets on the outside or anything. But other than that, I really don't have any issues whatsoever with the run. And I'm not retaining a ton of water. It doesn't seem like it even holds water or anything. I mean, it's just...
Right.
Slick like a seal.
Yeah, it's awesome from a run perspective.
I'd agree.
It.
Super free.
So it sounds like Annie, you've cabbed down in it way more than Chipper. Like Chipper, like he'll pop the top or whatever, but he'll never cab down in the last maybe 4 or 5 times we've gone. So maybe his suit is sort of staying together because he's not.
Dude,
trying
I was
to jank
so
it up
envious of Annie's cab down ability when we did our 50K swim run on Sunday. It got hot, and I was in my Orca. Mm-hmm. And needed like 5 people to help cab me down because my shoulders are so tight. And Annie just like would slip this thing off like a t-shirt and then it like folded up super nicely and like was snug between her low back and her pole buoy. So there's like a little trunk space for it.
Yep.
And then she would slide her arms down to little wristbands. And she just looked, you just looked so badass. I was
Oh my God. Thanks, Brooke.
I was really like proud to be tethered to you.
Wow.
Chris, are you
I felt like the ugly guy who's like dating the super hot guy or gal.
90 day fiance. Yeah.
Just put this suit on and you'll be at least a 9.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
That's pretty good. And I will say, it. I feel it does cab up and down pretty smoothly. I'll kind of defer to Annie to speak to that.
It's nerve-wracking, though, because, as I said, like those that super fancy, delicate shoulder neoprene, is. It feels like silk. It's like, oh, I don't know. I take good care of my sleeves. I try to, and it's a little stressful to interact with them. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's how they got the holes. So
yeah, I mean, I can almost understand where you're not cabbing down as much because it is so comfortable.
I can just see me putting a thumb through like the shoulder, trying to stretch it on and be like, oh,
you
fuck.
Would.
Yeah.
So, Chip, I kind of feel like you'd be really smooth at cabbing down. I get that impression from you.
Really?
Am I smooth, Chris? No, I'm totally joking.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I was like,
I've got to take my shoes off to cab down.
Yeah, I totally love that. I'm like, Chipper's fact check is like, really? I'm like, no, dude, no.
Yeah, yeah, she's joking.
So anything else on the run before we go to sort of overall observations? Like anything worth noting?
I mean, it's obviously it being a really good run suit. It got hot as well on Catalina on some of those hills that we were hiking and everything. I mean, I had like salt deposits, but I never thought, oh man, my legs are feeling really toasty. That some of the other suits that we've tried, that we've ran in, even just a mile or two run, I was
like, you
would have
lost like 20 pounds of sweat.
So I really appreciated having that. But yeah.
What about the storage?
Really light. It's really light. That's another thing. I mean, that's part of, so that Run Plus is, it basically translates to just super flexible, super light neoprene. That is, I think it's less than 1 millimeter. It's super stretchy. But when I just, like Brooke said, when I cab down, I don't have this like big second skin flapping around. It's just like this little thing I can tuck and it's a pleasure to wear on.
It also says that type of material is non-water absorbent.
That would explain why it wasn't absorbing any water when I was swimming with it. So
I think that's what that does.
Yeah, it's not a sponge.
Yeah. It does say, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry, Annie, the arm sleeves are 1 millimeter.
Okay.
Neoprene.
So it's even thinner maybe.
But I don't see on the bottom.
The legs.
I feel like the legs are
one point five
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's the material, Annie. Would
I don't
you
have
say?
A caliper.
I can't
of
really,
the legs. I think it's neoprene, it's, like a neoprene core with a stretchy nylon, like nylon spandex outer layer. That's just super fine.
Exactly.
And it feels pretty durable. Like if you took a spill on some rocks when you're getting out of transition, or you tripped on a run, like I don't feel that the run part is super super delicate. I mean, it's just
if you fall on your butt, you're okay. Just don't Superman or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question about storage. Did you guys miss having external or internal pockets?
Yeah. So, like what everyone is alluding to, there's no pockets anywhere on this thing. For me, that wasn't a deal breaker because I had the Arc Kangaroo little vest, which we talked about in our undergarments episode. I know that New makes the Lapa.
Yep, and that's what I wear. You need a layer with pockets.
Yep. So if you're not a base layer guy, that's something, or gal.
Well, it's interesting because their newer iteration added a pocket. Not
I think
Adorno,
that would be
but
nice.
Their upgraded Uto added a back pocket. So I didn't know if that was some feedback they had gotten that people missed the pockets. Or
I could see the use of just having at least one for your mandatory stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that I don't see how a pocket on your like lower back is really going to affect much of a run right. or a swim if it's just holding your map and, you know, maybe an extra pair of goggles or whatever.
I mean, that being said, I think the flip side of that is like, this is a racing suit. This isn't like a,
totally,
you know, it's probably not designed to do a 50K swim run adventure unless you have something else to, unless you're packing extra storage or something. Like if this is like a race and you're doing like a, you're going to be out there for 4.5 hours and try to win this thing, you're just relying on aid station food anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there
you don't need anything.
Yeah, if you're going to do a race or a longer self-supported swim run, you need to have some sort of additional storage.
Right.
So that would kind of be...
Or do what I do, make your partner have storage.
Yeah.
Going to overall impressions, that was a couple of my questions for you guys. Like, what do you think is the best type of race for this suit? And then what's the best type of swim runner for this suit?
Man, I mean, I think that it would elevate your experience as a swim runner, no matter who you are, and probably elevate your performance too, because it just allows you to run with so much less energy.
Through nature.
That's a good question.
I mean, that's a pretty bold statement.
I'm going to co-sign the statement.
Okay.
Plus it'll turn you into, you'll look great. It's like, the Arc Souls Instagram uses the emoticon of a bat frequently when they post about wetsuits.
You look and like Batman.
I've totally internalized that because I feel like putting this suit on is like what happens to Batman. I'm just a human, and then I put this on, and I am definitely a swim runner.
And just like Batman, you need a utility belt to have all your little knickknacks.
Or utility shirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which
or utility bra.
There you go. Yep. As well. So I would say for the swim runner, this is for if you're in the sport and you know swim run's for you and you're ready to kind of take it from, you know, whatever suit you have now and you want to go to the next level and really see what you can do as an athlete and a swim runner and you're bought into the sport, you're invested in it, this is probably the way to go.
Yeah.
And, this is the cream of the crop, right?
Sure. And triathlon is called getting the sickness.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to get carbon fiber this, carbon fiber that. I think I totally agree with that assessment. I think this is for the person who's like into the sport and wants to have good gear. The same reason that everyone started jumping on the Vaporfly 4% when they came out, because it had some, based on what you guys are saying, guaranteed market improvement in performance. You know, of varying degrees, obviously, but it is going to improve your performance. I don't see why you wouldn't get it.
Let me hear what you think about this. But if you are getting into the sport and you're a runner and you've tried running in other wetsuits and you're like, I don't see how I can even do this, you might just need to start with a suit that has this kind of running plus design on the bottom half, because it really is a game changer from a running perspective.
Yeah, and you could start with the Corp, which is what that runs you $360, because that's got the same kind of runner free running technology, but
more entry level. Backpedal on this tangent here for a moment, because I haven't tested the Corp, so I'm not sure. But with the durability issues, this is not a suit for someone who wants a one suit quiver. It can't be your only suit.
Yeah.
So you need to be already signed up to invest in more than one suit or use it as an upgrade.
So let me just ask a question about that. Do you guys think you've been using these suits properly? Like, it seems to me this is, once you've tested it, you know it works, it just sits in your closet until race day.
Oh God.
Would that be the ideal way to use it?
But there are no races in 2020.
That's true.
Oh, you gotta bring that up now.
Gosh.
That is true.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
I'm gonna kind of.
How are you supposed to look good during your swim run practice?
You buy their other Arc suits. It's that easy. Consideration for today's show. I'm gonna agree with Chris. I think we're fortunate enough to have a couple suits. I have three or four right now. I've been training in this one just because I like it that much, even though I do know I am beating it up. So I guess I've internally already committed to purchasing a new one whenever this one, you know, and this will become my kind of new practice suit. But I agree with the statement that is, having this suit makes you need another more
durable,
durable suit.
Yeah. And I've committed just to having like a regular relationship with Aqua Seal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And that is neoprene repair.
Yeah, yes. It's like a.
That stuff's great.
We'll add that in the show notes because I probably need to pick a tube up of that eventually.
Yeah.
I've actually been using this product called Aqua Seal Neo, which is specially for neoprene, and it's called Contact Cement. It's by Gear Aid. You should link that. That is working pretty well.
We shall.
We will drop that one in there.
So it sounds like we should just go straight into pool buoy rankings at this point.
Wait. I got one more question.
Oh, okay.
My favorite question to ask when people do anything new. What is your top all-time, I almost want to say top two or top three favorite features of this suit, because I think I know what your top is, but maybe it's different. And then what do you think is the biggest area for improvement? So if you were to make the Arc Orno 3 third generation, what would you like to see it have?
I'll start with the positives, and then we'll go to Andy's positive, and then I'll try to think of some improvements. I'm going to say my favorite things are definitely the running plus legs or the bottom half of the suit for sure. The two, I am going to actually say the flexibility in the shoulders on how unobstructing it is. And with that, I'll sort of throw on the removable arm warmers as kind of like a little bonus, nice to have thing.
What about the, so that's 2.5?
Yeah. 2.5.
2.5.
Okay. 2 with the cherry on top.
Nice.
Wait, I'm supposed to say three things? Two things?
Oh, no, you're saying two things and then a cherry on top.
Okay. Two things. The first one, I agree with Chipper, is just the run plus. It's like freedom, complete freedom. I am a runner. I love to run, and I can run as freely as I want to in this. It's great. Number two, fit, I would say. It just, I mean, it feels like a second skin.
And fit, like it keeps water out too, or would keeps that be your cherry out on top?
Yeah. Cherry on top.
Well, you don't need a cherry.
Some I don't have don't a cherry. Like
Everyone needs a cherry.
So fit and seal.
And fit and run. Freedom.
And how, maybe the cherry is just how.
Oh, the cherry is like, it's my bat suit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your nice. It's your bat suit.
It does rank high on the badass look.
Yes, yep.
For sure. High marks on
that. Badass.
Like that. That's good.
All right. How about negatives? Or no, not negatives.
Or just no. Like if you were to make the third generation of this suit, what would you tell Art to do?
That Kevlar is, seam tape.
We actually interviewed Christopher Sundberg, one of the co-founders of Arc, and all these suits, from my understanding, are actually handmade still. So that would kind of explain some of the
imperfections
from suit to suit. It's hard because if you say, oh, I want the suit to be more durable, then it can't be as race and fast as it is. So if I'm going to keep the same, that this is my race suit, my badass suit when I really want to take it to the limit, I think a nice little pocket somewhere would be good that I can keep the kind of mandatory things. And then I don't know, that might be my only.
How about include the whistle?
There you go. Include the whistle and a pouch.
Yep.
Or having a storage thing on there.
for your french fry.
Yeah.
Or your joint.
Or both.
Or your whistle.
Annie, what are your
ditto everything you said. Same.
It's kind of hard. Any nitpicky stuff that you would say?
More robust on the soft side of the Velcro flap. It's getting all sort of hairy and it doesn't stick anymore.
Yeah.
That thing I said earlier.
Okay. I when you were talking about that, I was examining my soft side of the Velcro as well. And
You're examining your soft side?
Yeah.
Aww.
And I do know, I'll also note what you were mentioning, that I have some of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are pretty minor for improvements.
Oh, totally.
That's a pretty solid endorsement.
I sized up the same way that Arc has a pretty detailed chart that you see how many, first of all, if you're American, you have to figure out how many centimeters you are and then how many kilograms you are.
Yeah.
And then once you do all that math, you can find your perfect size. And it sounds like we're right there. You have two or three
really good.
Yeah, it's pretty
spot on.
Yeah. So you're good on there.
All right. Let's go into pool buoy rankings.
Oh my God. Yay.
Ladies first.
Oh, boy. So I think categorically, as a race suit, 4.5 pool buoys. But as a human being in the world, general suit, 4, just for the durability reason.
Okay.
And I dock a pool buoy on the, you know, for the general rating. I'm sorry, I just took the liberty of creating two categories for my ratings.
It's okay.
That's fine. Hey, it's your show too.
Yeah. Gear Talk Liberties. So the pool buoy would be docked for just the high cost and low use ratio. So your like cost per use is pretty high with this. Okay. If you are not just using it for racing when you're wearing like white gloves. But 4.5, the only docking of that pool buoy, the half pool buoy, would be because there's no storage options integrated into the wetsuit. And that's it.
I also think we should, maybe I'm the Russian judge when I'm doing 10. Pool buoy rankings, but it's like, for you to get a 5,
You
have to be perfect. Yeah. So that's what 5 is for.
Yeah. So just in case,
like, take the wind out of my sails.
I just want to make sure we're all calibrated, sort of the same way.
Oh, you think I'm going to blow it out of the gates?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to judge.
Oh wow, Chris just headed me off at the path.
So 4.5.
Hold on, let me go back
from a race perspective, and then overall 4. From like a just owning perspective.
Correct.
So I was not going to rate it a 5. I agree with Annie. As far as a swim run wetsuit, this is, in my opinion, the top of the top that we've tried or that I've even seen. I see the Uto right here and it looks super sexy and I'm very curious to get my hands on it. But 4.5 from me for a suit. I haven't seen anyone even kind of come close to making a suit this good for swim run and being fast at swim run and free, unobstructed. And I think Annie also makes a good point. If I was going to dock any points, I would have this swim run wetsuit, the Orno 2, as my kind of race suit. So I'm maybe if I'm doing 4 races a year, I might be wearing it 10 to 12 times. So if you're paying $500 for something, you know, you've got to think about that cost per use situation. And I would probably have a more durable kind of wetsuit that I could be practicing in more, you know, weekly or whatever. So that's
something you just kind of alluded to there, Chip, is that I don't think we've called out yet, is that ARC has from the ground up built a company that makes wetsuits for swim run. That's what they started with. And right. I think most other, maybe all, I'll be so bold to say, all other wetsuit companies started with a tri wetsuit or an open water swim centric wetsuit design that then, you know, went back to the drawing board or changed it for swim run. But this, it's so clear that this has been engineered for the sport of swim
run. And I mean, it's really the progenitor for all the suits that you see now. Like when we were reviewing the new RS1 and the new, forget the name of the other one, Perform. Is it Perform?
Yeah, Perform.
The bottom half of the suit is this running plus material.
I agree. I mean, they pretty much change the game, and it's because everyone at the company is swim runners at a pretty high level, and they are, I feel like all the top podium teams all the time are always some ARC Sports blah 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 team.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you haven't heard the Chris Sunderberg episode, it's interesting sort of the suit came out from Stealth at the World Championship, and the two people that wore it set the world record in terms of time. So it's like literally the fastest suit. And
not to downplay the athletes. and not daring to, incredible yeah. skill I mean, you and know, talent.
Yeah, of course, but
I don't think me putting this suit on is going to make me
have a world record.
Yeah, in that world anytime soon.
I agree there, and
but I will look damn good in it.
True. Now, Annie, let me ask you a little bit here. If you weren't what you use the big kind of Euro buoy style pull buoy.
I've kind of downgraded a little bit, but it is still pretty big.
Okay. I don't know if I didn't have a kind of a back mounted or one of the big pull buoys, if this would be the greatest suit for you, depending on what you're using for a pull buoy. If you had a leg situation with kind of your standard, you know, tier or speedo type, whatever pull buoy, I don't know how much your hips would be sinking still. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the buoyancy offered by the neoprene in the bottom of the suit is negligible.
Yeah.
What about the buoyancy belt? That millimeter, but it's kind of a core, it's not in the right though, yeah. spot.
No, it's kind high. Of just at the level of your belly button.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's something for future testing. Throw on like the regular pull buoy and just kind of see, just do a little time trial or something. But yeah, I mean, it seems to me like this is designed to work well with a big pull buoy.
Definitely.
I would probably say that ARC would also say the same thing.
Yeah.
They have a whole swim run system set out for you.
Hence right? their pull buoy. Yeah.
Hence the keel.
Are your legs sinking? Try our keel.
Yes.
Well,
or the pontoon.
So I think to kind of wrap it up, it sounds like, I mean, this is an amazing piece of technology. It's been imitated as a result. And yeah, but it's still the first one.
And I will say, if you're interested in trying the suit out, ARC and Otolo have agreements
That's
where
right.
you could actually, this is how I got my hands on mine. I don't know about you, Annie, but I actually rented my suit and ARC brought one for me. And then I actually just purchased it at a discount because it was kind of essentially what would be like a demo. So I don't know, maybe this suit had been used in two or three races before.
I did the same thing. So maybe mine had been used as well.
Yeah.
But that's how I got mine as well.
Yeah, I know mine was used. And I think to rent it, it was $80 or something, or 60
maybe.
50? Do you remember?
50 euro.
50 euros.
Okay. So that's not bad. Mm-hmm. And then I forgot to purchase it outright after that, but it is at a discount. So, and I do know ARC has also been doing sample sales or you know, kind of clearing the old inventory. So you might, if you kind of don't need one right away and you want to wait a little bit, you probably could pick up kind of a pretty gently pre-owned one for way less than the kind of the $480 they're talking about, which could be nice.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of access points to get one of these if you are doing races.
Yeah, and I actually think, I mean, it's a cool thing. We definitely talked about this with Chris on that interview, but talk about reducing the barrier to entry. To get people stoked on the sport, like you don't need to invest that much. Just show up, rent a suit if you like it. If you're stoked on it, keep it.
Yep.
Cool.
Sweet. Well, that was informative. I want to get one.
Yeah, I really want
one. Or steal yours.
I think I've made my mind.
Yeah, well, with that, thank you guys so much. And yeah, we'll see you on the next episode of Gear Talk.
Sweet. Thanks,
Sounds
guys.
Good. Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music and, of course, our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line. And just keep going until you're done.
Yes. Or
until
run to
cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.